Welcome back to Racing Pulse. It's 5 minutes past nine. Brown is back. Ethan Brown is back from being naughty. He's been suspended and he's got a terrific book of rides on the wide, spacious track at Pakenham on Saturday. And he joins me. G'day, Eth. How are you, mate?
Hey, Matty. How are you?
What have you been doing in your time off?
Took a week off. Went up north. Got a bit of sun on me back.
Alice Springs North or Coastal North?
So I went up to Darwin to see me old man, and then there till Wednesday, and then from Wednesday to Sunday I was in the Gold Coast.
Oh, beautiful. How was the time away?
Yeah, it was good. It was really good. It was good just to switch the phone off and, have a rest from it. But definitely feeling recharged and refreshed, and looking forward to getting back into it Saturday.
Do you find that sometimes suspensions can be a blessing in disguise because they force you to recharge?
Yeah, most certainly. It's obviously not ideal, but as you said, it, especially in my case, I've been gone for a long time. And, it was good just to have a week off. Definitely makes a difference.
And you wouldn't have pulled out if you had been given the choice, but when you've got no choice, it does force it upon you. And I think sometimes jockeys realise too that they can afford to step off the carousel for a little while, and they get a bit paranoid about losing rides and so on. But you seem to have rallied very quickly with a good book on Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't really expecting that because I'm not riding as light this first meeting back, which is understandable, but to get five rides back, I'm happy with that, and it's good to see the support I was getting before my suspension roll on into Saturday.
Absolutely. To go and catch some barrow with the old man up at Darwin, what'd you do with the old man?
No, I didn't actually. Just went and visit him and me grandparents. No, it was good just to catch up with him and sit down and have a beer and talk with him. But after that, we went to the Gold Coast, and it was unreal there. Sometimes you wonder why you don't live there.
Well, a few expats are up there at the moment. I've seen Nikita Berryman's made a comeback and a few others. That might be your retirement plan in about 50, 20 years' time, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. It definitely crosses my mind. But, definitely focused on me opportunities here in Melbourne, which I don't think, you can't really get them anywhere else.
No, absolutely.
In Australia, so happy enough to stay here, put up with the weather.
That's right. Well, the weather's good at the moment. Do you like Pakenham? There's an interesting debate going on about pushing the carnival back in the city, and therefore it would have probably a detrimental effect on the standalones at Cranbourne and Pakenham and Ballarat. Pakenham in every way is a metro track to ride, isn't it? It's an amazing, big, spacious grass track. Do you like riding on the grass at Pakenham?
Yeah, it's good. I don't think there's many jockeys that wouldn't. To back that up, I definitely think it's a city-class track. It's always a good surface there. Big space, very big track. Horses generally get their chance. And, I think the main thing there, the surface, you can send any good horse there and it would pull up without a problem, so to speak.
Absolutely. All right, let's go through them. You're riding for some of the, EJ, Ma, Nick Ryan, Ma. So, yeah, you're riding at the top end of town. Von Goal, I think it's pronounced in race three for EJ. What can you tell us about Von Goal?
Von Goal, I haven't had a lot to do with this horse, but I do notice it. I've gone through its replays. It goes well first up, I thought. Said had one start, one win at the track, I think. Looks promising. First up, I haven't watched his trials yet. I'll get to that, the Sabo. But, EJ's a good trainer. His horses run well first up.
All right. Doucet in race five. I've got a feeling this is one that you're really looking forward to riding.
Yeah, well, I did come back especially for her. I did think when I got time I was going to miss out on her, but it just happened to fall on this Saturday meeting on back, which this horse was the one I was really looking forward to riding. She's very progressive filly. Obviously won her last two, and every time she's won, she's given me a great feel doing so. 1,000 metres, barrier 15, probably not ideal. That's just something to toss up. But I think she's a very good horse going forward. I think she can overcome a barrier like that. I'm certainly looking forward to riding her most out of my rides tomorrow.
She's this Rubik filly, as you say. 5 starts, 3 wins. I'm not going to say the M word, as in Marabi, as in is she another Marabi or anything like that, but is that, it feels a bit like she's on a similar trajectory without doing any sort of early crow. Is that the vibe or not?
Yeah, I suppose you could put it like that. I just like to say progressive filly, Matty.
All right, let's not put the cart before the horse. Interesting. It's great to team up with Nick Ryan. What's your... Obviously, Blake Shinn and Nick are teaming up from time to time, and it's great because they were such great rivals going back. And to ride for Nick Ryan, a guy who's still in the saddle, so to speak, he was a legendary apprentice jockey, really. He was a great jockey, and he still rides his own work. Is he a great trainer to work in with? Because you can relate, really, can't you, to Nick Ryan?
Oh, 100%, yeah. And he understands feedback and... Not to say that other trainers don't, but as you said, you know, he's been the gun apprentice, and still riding his own work, which I think goes a long way. He's a very good trainer, and it's, I'm wrapped to chuck me on one ear.
It's Edison, who is an interesting horse, who was well-backed at Caulfield and won and led, and I'm not sure about the Zoltan, he's our Bonneville form, but then went to Mildura and was flat, and then went to Ballarat on a heavy 8 and did nothing under Brett Prebble. What's the vibe about whether Edison's ready again to strike that sort of form that he found at Caulfield on a soft 7 that day?
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's performed really well on soft ground, hasn't he? So I think that Pakenham track, I find it very cushiony, which I suppose can help this horse's chances, but he brings back that form last prep. I think he's sort of, you know, he's up to it, but he, in saying that, he's going to have to improve on what his form reads.
Yeah, he's a funny one, isn't he? Like, he was really good not that long ago, but he's been really ordinary ever since.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I suppose Nick just has to... He seems like one of them horses. He finds form, and he sort of... He'll keep running well, but... what was he the other day, first up? Yeah, look, I think it wouldn't surprise me if he'd come out and ran really well. It wouldn't surprise me if he went the other way, but you got to back Nick in there. He's a great trainer, and I'm sure he wouldn't be running him if he didn't think he was in good order.
Wonder if he needs to get into a comfort zone, maybe back up to 1,400, where he can dominate with his ears pricked. That may be the best scenario for Edison, so I'm not sure whether it might be a next time rather than this time.
Yep, good point, Matty. That's a very good point. And, 12, this run might just top him off for 14 next start, if that's the way they're thinking.
Hey, Mikey, can you just record that for a promo when Ethan says, very good point, Matty, very good point. We'll use that on a promo. Pel D'Oro for Mar Eustace, last start Cranbourne winner, Johnny Allen, Josh Richards, John Allen, the recent riders. Have you ever been on Pel D'Oro?
Yeah, I've actually done a little bit of work on him. I rode him when he was a three-year-old in a maiden one day. He's a nice horse. He's just hitting that form now. He won well last start at Cranbourne, and he's only going to improve off of that. So I think, you know, back in the trainer as well, he's placed well there. He can run a good race, that horse. I seen him the other morning, actually. He looks a treat. He looked really well within himself, and he looked to work up well too.
Now, what's the story with this Ivy League? What's that lovely grey mare that Mar Eustace brought out from America, and it went really, really well through the autumn?
Yeah, Lighthouse.
So now we've got Ivy League, and this is Ivy League's form. It's been going around at Santa Anita Del Mar with good form as well. Ran in the American Oaks last start. This is in December last year. Got beaten about 9 lengths behind Queen Goddess. Before that, ran in an allowance and ran 5th. Was a winner at Santa Anita in an allowance. went seventh in the Del Mar Oaks, whatever the hell that is. It was worth a bit of money, though. So she seems to have some sort of ability. She's got a familiar-ish pedigree. She's by Medaglia d'Oro, a few gear changes. What do we make of this American mare?
In all honesty, Matty, I haven't ridden her. I think she's up at Ballarat, from my understanding. Her last trial, I thought, was really good to the eye. She's sort of in amongst them, and you watch late, jockey gives her a slap down the shoulder, and she really accelerated through the line. But, yeah, first up, I mean, I think they can, you know, they thrive first up these sort of horses, and drawing a soft gate, going to get a soft run, and, yeah, if it runs up to its trial, it'll be hitting the line, that's for sure, but that's without having spoken to Kieran or Dave, or, as I said, I haven't sat on her, but that's just to my eye.
I'm trying to work out whether the American form's on dirt or grass.
Got no idea. Firm.
Yeah, it sounds like,
sounds like dirt, doesn't it?
Yeah, doesn't it? Mystery runner.
Yeah, definitely a mystery runner.
They go straight
runner,
to E. Brown for the American mystery runner. Don't worry about that. Hey, now you have to knuckle down and make up lost ground and win the premiership, because I have had something on you at $51. Is this, where are you placed to cause an upset?
Oh, not sure.
No pressure.
No pressure. Oh, I feel the pressure. You just said you back me.
Oh, well.
Nah, sir, I'll be definitely, look, it's a big goal to have and whatnot, but, if that did happen, that'd be great. But for the time being, you know, I'm just focusing on meeting by meeting, riding as many winners and as well as I can. And, if it leads to that and it gets to that point, then I'll take it all on board. But that would be unreal.
You seem to be just so settled these days. I've spoken to you a number of times about how difficult it was early. You had a lot of pangs to go back home when you were younger and had a lot of homesickness. And I know guys like, I think it was Jason Benbow and Bo Mertens really helped you through. And you just seem to be well in the clear now and just rolling along and confident and all the things that you needed to be.
Yeah, well and truly. I did have a lot of help from some really close mates. You know, when I first moved down here, I was an apprentice with Jake Bayliss and Bo Mertens. And they sort of took me under their wing, but I did struggle, you know. I moved down under 15. It wasn't easy. But I think it only strengthens you as a person, and I've sort of, you know, as I've said in the past, I've really matured in the last sort of 12 months or so, and it's definitely helping my riding. But, yeah, I suppose you find your knack a bit and, just roll on from there, I suppose.
Good on you, mate. Good luck on the weekend.
All right, Matty. Thank you.